President Trump has the power to end the subsidies, known as cost-sharing reductions, and he said he'll withhold the payments as a way to pressure the U.S. Senate to find a way to repeal and replace the ACA. The subsidies help pay for premiums for lower-income Americans. But in most other states, the insurance companies would take a financial hit. In New York, though, it's the state that will be out $925 million. That's because the Cuomo administration used the subsidies, along with ACA money for health care tax credits for lower-income people, to create an entirely new benefit plan. Bill Hammond, health policy analyst with the think tank the Empire Center, explains.
Unlike most other states, New York decided to enroll the vast majority of people in that category in something called the Essential Plan. So those people aren't signing up for private insurance on the exchange. They're enrolling in a state-operated public option, if you will, called the Essential Plan.
The Essential Plan enrolls people earning up to 250% of the federal poverty level and offers them very low-cost health insurance at around $20 a month. At the time, it made a lot of financial sense to create the program. Many of the 665,000 now in the Essential Plan were previously on Medicaid, and their care was partly or fully financed by the state. Now, under Obamacare, the federal government pays the majority of their health care costs. The state saved hundreds of millions of dollars. If Trump ends the cost-sharing reduction subsidies, New York faces some choices. It could come up with the nearly $1 billion by raising taxes or cutting other parts of the budget, says Hammond.
The state could just find $900 million in its budget and fill the hole left by, you know, if Trump does this. Or it could cancel the Essential Plan. It could close it down.
If the Essential Plan ended, the more than 500,000 people now in the plan would be free to sign up for private health insurance on the regular exchanges. They'd also be eligible to receive tax credits under the ACA. But Hammond says it would still cost substantially more than they now pay.
It was practically free. It was an extraordinarily good deal. And a lot of the people who signed up for it are very low income, and they may not be able to afford even $100 or $200 a month.
New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is fighting in court to retain the subsidies. Schneiderman and several other state attorneys general won the right to intervene in the case in a ruling by the D.C. Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals.
My office and our 17 counterparts, other attorneys general around the country, will actually defend the cost-sharing subsidies and the Affordable Care Act because, as the court noted, they can't really rely, we can't rely on the Trump administration to defend the Affordable Care Act.
The reason President Trump even has the power to end the subsidies is because of a complicated set of court actions. In 2014, House Republicans sued, saying the subsidies were unconstitutional. They won their case, but it's now on appeal. In the absence of a final legal resolution, Trump so far has authorized the payments each month, as President Barack Obama did before him. Schneiderman says ending the subsidies would have a devastating effect on New York's health care system that goes far beyond those now receiving the benefits.
It would also destabilize the markets, drive up premiums, force insurers to get out of certain markets. It would destabilize the entire system.
Schneiderman says the federal appeals court judges do have the power to ultimately order that the subsidies have to be paid. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.